Well, good morning. Let me lead off with a question. What is the last letter that you've read, and what's the last letter that you have written? So the last letter that I have read is Paul's letter to the church at Philippi. I also read a short note yesterday that a friend sent me in the mail, so I should acknowledge that, but I don't think it constituted a letter. And so I want to turn our attention to a letter that a woman named Pham Don Trong wrote. Across the top of the letter, she wrote this: "Just in case I'm imprisoned." She wrote it to a fellow dissident in Vietnam for safekeeping last year. The letter has now been opened because Pham Don Trong is now, in fact, in prison. She is Vietnam's most prominent democracy advocate. She anticipated her arrest, which came this last Tuesday. She was accused of, quote, making, storing, distributing, disseminating information, documents, and items against the Socialist Republic of Vietnam. And her letter was made public. And here is the remarkable appeal included therein. I want you to note here, Pham is not asking us to seek her release. She says no one wants to sit in prison. But if prison is inevitable for freedom fighters, if prison can serve a predetermined purpose, then we should happily accept it. I don't want freedom for just myself. That's too easy. I want something greater. Freedom for Vietnam. This is a woman who is now in prison. She has written books about political rights that we enjoy here in the United States, by the way, political rights that are not enjoyed by people who live under communist regimes like the one in Vietnam. She has written a book called Politics for the Common People, Politics of a Police State, Citizen Journalism, a Handbook for Families of Prisoners. That might be one that people need to and should be reading today in light of the fact that she's now in prison. Why lift up the testimony of one woman in a prison in Vietnam? Because I want you to hear her voice. She wants what we have. She wants free and fair elections. She wants a nation where she is free to speak her mind, no matter what she thinks. A nation where you don't go to jail for saying things like things aren't the way they're supposed to be. We can do better. People are precious. People matter. We are not cogs of the state. The state is not divine. You don't go to jail in America for saying those things. We are still a city that is a light on a hill to people like this woman. She's languishing in prison in Vietnam, fighting for the freedoms we enjoy. She wants to abolish dictatorship, inspire citizen journalists to bear witness to the truth, even when it's contrary to the narrative of the Communist Party. She wrote this in her letter, and I don't want us to miss this. This is the end of the letter. Please take care of my mother. That's a hard phrase to read out loud, knowing what her mother now faces with her daughter in prison in Vietnam for political crimes. That should catch in our throat. It should take us to the foot of the cross, where a mother named Mary stood, watching her condemned son dying for the freedom of everyone from the power of sin and death, looking to his disciple John, and paraphrasing here, please take care of my mother. Freedom isn't free. There's a woman imprisoned today named Pham Don Trang in Vietnam, and she wants the freedoms we have. I want you to be mindful of that between now and November 3rd and on November 4th and every day that follows. Paul Asay is waiting in the wings. We'll be right back.